How many Jews does it take to be a Holocaust survivor? All of them, and then some. No matter what age, what parentage, what distance in years from 1945, every Jew jumps on the Holo-hoax wagon. Not me. I was raised by two Jewish parents with Jewish relatives from Austria. No one was looking to cash in. You see, it gives the Jew a certain credibility to be a son of a Holocaust survivor. The Jew can be a murderer, a con artist, a thief, a tranny funder, a campaign copper stuffer, a censurer of truth, or a lying journalist. You must cut him some slack because, weepy eyes you, he's a son of a Holocaust survivor. The Jew says it, the media repeats it, but don't believe it.
Kanye West's anti-Semitic statements have led to major fallout from numerous brands, corporations, and even fans, some burning their pricey Yeezys in protest. But for one local business owner that sells designer duds and Yeezys, making a statement against hate is very personal. Not only is he Jewish, he's the son of a Holocaust survivor.
I'm a child of a Holocaust survivor.
Protecting people of the Jewish faith from hate is deeply personal for Michael Mack, owner of Mack's Pawn.
As a Jewish American, how do I sell Yeezys in my store? I mean, it's like having a swastika.
Oy vey, the 45-year-old son of a Holocaust survivor, whose mother could only be 3 years old when surviving those German work camps that was severely starved out by the Allies, likens Yeezy shoes to a swastika. What happened, Adolf? You picked the wrong symbol to unite the German folk around your nationalist ideal and expel the Jewish menace. Another son of a con.
I teach him English. Now he knows so well English, he says, Tati, I want to start talking Yiddish. Because I don't want to forget Yiddish. This is my father, by the way. And he passed away. He was in the concentration camps. Yeah, he came here, became very, very ultra-Orthodox Hasidic.
Wow.
He brought down 12 children. I'm number 11. I think that gives the story more or less, yeah?
Gives the story more or less? What kind of Yiddishy bullshit is this?
How long was he in the concentration camp for?
The exact date, I don't know if I know.
Right.
But he was there, he was in camp, he was in Hungary, mm-hmm. And he was in Kastenstrain.
Oy, 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 the Yilla, the exact date of his father's Holocaust con, he doesn't know if he knows. But believe you him, you gracious sucker, he was there in a gas chamber, a shower, Zyklon B, thrown into a fiery pit, his shoes sent to the Holocaust Museum, his legs made into lampshades.
He was in Hungary, mm-hmm. And he was in Kastenstrain. So the Kastenstrain, it was a whole thing, controversy with money, with the Nazis. Mm-hmm. So in the middle of the way to take them to Switzerland, mm-hmm. They put him in a Bergen-Belsen ghetto. They wanted to take them to Auschwitz, and they were negotiating with money, and at the end of the game, they went out, and he went to Switzerland, and thank God he came to America.
Yet somehow, or rather, I don't know how, but I can guess, because he was never in a camp, he got on the transfer train, took his gel to Switzerland, and voila, has 12 Yiddish kids in Jamaica to spread the whole hoax con. The con keeps on.
And it made me think a lot about you and your art, and I'm wondering what part of it comes out of being a child of who had parents that survived the Holocaust.
Well, yeah, it was, you know, for me, I was born into a kind of a crazy family because there was so much pain that they had escaped from. And but I was fortunate that my mom is an incredible person, and being still a typical mom in the sense that she was a master of using guilt, you know, like a fine blade. But she talked about her experiences in the war. She talked about the camps. She talked about the horrible things that she'd had to endure.
She was in the concentration camps.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. And, you know, she was in Auschwitz, and then she was in Bergen-Belsen, really two of the most horrible places.
Well, out of 23 main camps with 900 sub-camps, how is it that Jews always pick only two, Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen, to astonishingly survive out of those most horrible places? Well, it's all about the brand. Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen are Jewish brand names to sell the swindle.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, she was in Auschwitz, and then she was in Bergen-Belsen, really two of the most horrible places.
Were they, that no one was really expected to survive from?
No, right. No. But she survived, and her sister survived, and her mom survived, and largely because of the efforts of her mom.
I mean, all 6 million survived. The mom must have slapped that nasty guard right in the kisser, jumped over the barbed wire, cut a hole to let daughter and sister crawl through with lots of kosher salami to munch on. Breathtaking. With the pain of the camps. I mean those concentration camps. The misery, the horror, that gnawing expectancy that none would survive. Yet somehow, I don't know how, I can only guess, they were never there. In spite of those evil German Nazi swastika-bearing tormentors, they got out so the son of a Holocaust survivor could milk the milk. I grew up as a Jew in the 50s, went to synagogue, got bar mitzvah and all that, but never once heard the word Holocaust, never heard about showers, Cyclone B, gas chambers, or even the phrase 6 million were gassed. It was too soon for the bait to be cast. My dad despised the weasel.
I remember the first impression I had when I came. Maybe it was at night, midnight. And it was with all the lights on, projectors, dogs, shepherds, German shepherds.
Not just regular dogs, not just shepherd dogs, but German shepherd dogs. Those German shepherd dogs were bona fide Nazis, down to their paws and claws. Aryan dogs, for sure, with National Socialist bites and gaits, white supremacist canines with special dislikes for kikes. Why does the American boom swallow this crap? But you gotta like Elie Wiesel's tattoo. It's a special kind of made-up tattoo that vanishes into thin air whenever Wiesel is caught off guard with his arm bared. But let's be fair. So as to air the Jewish affair of survivors, cons, victims in lawn chairs, skeleton shoes, lampshades, and never ever declaring Allied bombing and starving of campers and those German shepherd guards, we need to find a new kind of Holocaust for Jews to survive from. Send them to Israel while they're still alive. Bibsy says another 6 million will survive.
Deutschland, Deutschland.